All right, another beautiful day for baseball at AT&T Park as the Giants get ready to take on the St. Louis Cardinals here at a beautiful day. As I always say, no matter what the weather is, that's what baseball is all about. We're joined today by Julie Tron, and fans, I've known Julie for many years, a wonderful lawyer in town, and a board member of the Parents Educational Network. Now, stay with me on this. On the 13th of April, EdRev is back, the Education Revolution. It's a wonderful program that helps students, helps them with many learning issues, but it's something that we have many graduates who have gone on to college. And if this fits your family, you want to listen to this interview today and get this information. 9 to 5, April 13th, right here in AT&T Park. Julie Tron, tell us about it. It's a pleasure to see you.
It's great to see you, Marty. Thank you for having us on your show. To register for this event, I'm going to say this more than once, you need to go to www.edrevsf.org. EdRevSF.org. The Parents Education Network is an organization that was started about 10 years ago by a group of parents who were a little frustrated by the difficulty in navigating resources for kids who learn differently. And we learned a lot in those 10 years. And 5 years ago, we started a program here called the Education Revolution. This year is an amazing year for the EdRev event because Sir Ken Robinson, who is probably one of the most famous speakers and writers about education in the world, is our keynote speaker. So people really, if they know anything about him or if they want to learn about him, he's got 250 million people looking at him on his famous TED Talks. He is calling for a learning revolution, and he has identified the Parents Education Network and EdRev as the organization, the grassroots organization, that can bring that education revolution on. We are really losing kids in the system these days. We're teaching to the test. Teachers are unhappy. Kids are unhappy. If your kid learns differently, this is a place you need to be. It is also the place you need to be if you really want to just learn about everything that's available in terms of education. We have over 100 exhibitors who will be present. We have countless workshops. Some that I'd like to highlight is reaching the reluctant learner. What's after high school? Opportunities for college, career, gap years, an overview of technology for kids with learning disabilities or learning differences, a personalized technology tool belt. We have kids that will be demonstrating these tool belts. So it's really, as a parent, I got to tell you, if I had had the opportunity to come to some one event and learn as much as I possibly could in one day, man, I would have been here. So that's why we've made this available. And to register, teachers and students can come completely free. We have a generous underwriter, the San Giacomo family, who has made it possible for all students and teachers to come free. Parents are charged if they are able to pay. If they need a scholarship, they can do that. So once again, it's at edrevsf.org.
Boy, what a great story. And so many things resonate with me, you know, raising three children and taking them through the school system and, of course, college. Kids learn differently. And years ago, if you learned differently, they may not have been equipped in the school system to deal with you. Many of the kids who have been part of this program have gone on to college, have turned their lives around. And that's why it's important for families to know this. And if it fits your family, that's what this is all about.
Well, and we have this incredible second speaker addressing precisely that issue, L. Todd Rose, who's just written a book called The Square Pig. Now, here's a kid that dropped out of school, high school, with a 0.9 GPA, got his GED, and went on to get his doctorate in education at Harvard. So he has been developing what we now call project variability, which, based on neuroscience, tells us that we're not teaching to individuals. We're losing too many kids in school. So he will be identifying all the ways in which we could be doing this differently. So this is a place for everybody to come together and participate in a great day. And JT is one of our students here, and I know he's attended EdRev, and he can tell, you know, kids why it's important to come to this.
Boy, Julie Tron, great summary, really, of why this is important. I'm all for it. April 13th, right here at AT&T Park. And Julie will come back again and tell you where to register. But student, Mission High School, I know he's a good baseball fan. J.T. Worth is out here. Not J.T. Snow. J.T. Worth is out here. You are part of this program, J.T., and just in your own words, because so many kids listen to the show and follow baseball and have some issues of learning. They learn differently. How come this was important for you?
Well, EdRev is important to me because it really brings everybody together. All people with LDs, without LDs, they just come together on one day and you get to learn about stuff. You get to learn about your LDs and education, and you get to find new cool tools, technology to help you with your learning. And there's also cool activities,
yeah,
like going in the dugout and going in the batting cages. You get to catch pop flies. We also get to run the bases. There's a climbing wall. There's jumpy jump houses or whatever those are called. And yeah, it's just a really fun day for kids and also parents to come out and just be together. It's a big melting pot of teachers, kids, and parents learning about education. So,
boy, very well said. J.T. Worth, Mission High School. What year are you at Mission?
I'm a freshman.
Oh, wow. All right. I thought he was more of a senior. All right. A freshman at Mission High School. But how has this changed your learning life and the confidence it's given you? Because, as I say, a lot of people listen to this. How has it changed your life?
It's really inspired me and made me stronger and wanted me to advocate more, not just for me, but for other kids that can't advocate for themselves and have a harder time advocating for themselves. And yeah, it's just really inspired me.
All right, that is J.T. Worth. We're going to switch sides here and bring in Natalie Tamborello, who I've known for many, many years. I know her parents, of course. Julie is her mother, and Tony Tamborello, a fabulous, I said fabulous, I say it too much, lawyer here in San Francisco, who I've known for over 40 years. But Natalie, you're a graduate of this program. Now you're at Cambridge in England in graduate school, and I'd like to hear from you because your mom is on the board of the Parents Education Network. And in your own words, how has this helped your life and what is it all about?
Well, Safe Student is a great group. I was one of the founders, you know, I think it was 2006, 2007 when I was in high school, and I've been a part of that group ever since. And I think it's the main reason why I went to Cambridge to get a degree in education and special education specifically. I just wanted to be able to give back for the rest of my life. And I think that this kind of group and other groups like this that bring students together who do learn differently, whether they are labeled or not, allows people to really take control of their education and become leaders within their own communities.
Yeah. What I like, and you said that beautifully, the confidence it gives a student who may have struggled in school. And EdRev, it's again April 13th. If this fits your family, you want to be here and learn about it. But what I like is how it changes people's lives.
It does. It really does. And I think it's called a conference, but it's not really a conference. It's a fun day for everyone to come together and just, you know, talk about learning differently and talk about, you know, it's not all bad. It's actually great in some ways. And it's even more fun when you get to do it at a ballpark and talk about education and really learn about the tools that are out there. And even though our educational system doesn't necessarily fit every kid, we can make it work for us with the tools that are available today and with the resources, including, you know, teachers and parents. But if we all come together as a community, we can make real change.
Kids learn differently. I think that's a great phrase. Now, how do you follow the Giants in England?
Oh, gosh, not so well. I mean, I was really excited during the World Series and all that stuff, but the Giants have always been my team, and I always used to come here when I was a kid, and I love J.T. Snow, which is funny that you made that joke. We used to sit right here behind first plate and watch him all the time, so I really miss the Giants being away, so far away.
All right. Well, you can listen to the show on the internet. Don't forget that.
Yeah, no, of course.
All right. That is Natalie Tamburello. Let's turn to my left again and bring Julie back in. You should be very proud of these two people and the people who have gone through the program.
Well, here's the deal. I mean, I think what happens in education sometimes is that we identify kids as learning disabled, or we identify their deficits, and we don't really teach to their strengths. We don't understand their strengths. I can tell you as a parent, I didn't get it. I had to really educate myself, and that's what this program is all about, educating parents and teachers, not just the learning specialists, because they get it. But this is really the classroom teachers as well. When you come into the ballpark for EdRev, you're going to be greeted by a sea of faces, high school kids, big posters with... They've chosen four words to identify their strengths that they associate with who they are. And then they created a great video that is shown on the Jumbotron where they matched against famous people with similar kind of learning issues, you know, from Charles Schwab to Ty Pennington to, you know, to Einstein and Edison. We know that these kids learn differently, as do many of our most creative thinkers. So... we want to support that and make sure we don't lose any kids in the system. Once again, it's www.edrevsf.org. Edrevsf.org. We hope to see everybody there.
All right. Great to have everyone out here. I'm glad to do this, and I support it a lot, and I'm glad to have you on the show.
I want to also thank Andres Torres, who 2 years ago provided the welcoming remarks to everyone at EdRev, as has Gavin Newsom on two occasions. So, Andres, thank you. You know, you've been a great inspiration to kids, and thank you for always being supportive. And, Marty, thank you.
All right. That's the story. EdRev right here at AT&T Park on April the 13th. More coming up on KNBR 680, the sports leader.